afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm talking to somebody on Zoom. He's called Marcin Głowacki, and he's a research fellow at the University of Curtin in Australia. He's a fully-fledged astronomer, and he's done some recent research on Meerkat, the radio telescope, which is up in the Karoo in the Northern Cape. So, good afternoon, Marcin.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Yes, good, thanks. Good, thanks. Now then, I've heard that this is new research which you have carried out, and it's quite special because you found 49 new galaxies. So why were they hiding? Why have we just suddenly found 49? You have just suddenly found 49 new galaxies.
It's an interesting story because I hadn't tried to find these 49 galaxies. It was rather by accident. I was using the Meerkat radio telescope to study the star-forming gas in one galaxy called a radio galaxy. And in this case, we didn't find the gas there, which is fine. This happens in astronomy. But when I was looking at the data around that galaxy, I started noticing detections of other star-forming gas. And after the full study, we found 49 new detections that had never been seen before. Why we haven't seen it before, I think in part is because of how fantastic Meerkat is. It is the most sensitive radio telescope of its kind. And so it allows us to see further before than ever other telescopes have done.
And so these galaxies are quite a long way away.
Yes, the furthest of these is up to a billion light years away.
A billion light years. So if the whole universe is 13 and a bit billion light years across, this is a billion. No, hang on. Am I getting my millions and billions mixed up there?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, it takes the light about a billion years to reach us from that galaxy that we detected, the furthest of this 49.
And you mentioned that these are star-forming galaxies, so not all galaxies are busy making new stars. And just out of interest, is our galaxy a star-forming galaxy?
Yes, our Milky Way is filled with gas and it's making new stars. And like the Milky Way, these 49 galaxies are also filled with gas, and a lot of them are busy forming a lot of stars. There's a particularly interesting case amongst them. They are three galaxies really close to each other. In fact, so close that they are connected in the gas. If you looked at an optical image, which shows you the stars, they're fairly separated. But when we look at the gas, they're all connected. And what we found with follow-up studies is that the big galaxy is stealing the gas from its companions, increasing its star formation rate to an extremely high level.
So it's stealing. So is this just by gravity that's sort of sucking it in?
Yes. So there's a called tidal interactions that this is happening here. And this is part of how galaxies evolve. So by detecting these galaxies, we can better understand how larger galaxies form by merging or accumulating the gas from neighbors, which our Milky Way is also doing as well.
Oh, yes, we've got the large and the small Magellanic Clouds. We're sucking those in, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes, those little galaxies that sit on the edge. But now, you talked about star-forming galaxies and that they're not all star-forming. Some of them aren't full of gas and dust and they're just kind of dead. Is it the case that the star-forming galaxies are younger or older than the dead ones?
Yes, they could be relatively younger, or they just had a recent merger event that would kickstart a new burst of star formation.
Oh, right. Oh, I didn't know that one. That's quite interesting. So if you look way, way back into the dim and distant past, do we not expect to see star-forming galaxies, you know, from the early universe?
We do expect to see from other studies that have happened. There is sort of a peak of star formation much further back than these galaxies that we found. So at the moment, we're kind of into an epoch of decreasing star formation on average in galaxies.
But I'm assuming, given, you know, your recent paper, which is called A Serendipitous Discovery of H1-Rich Galaxy Groups with Meerkat, I'm assuming that this is all quite leading-edge, sort of cutting-edge science.
Yes, it's really highlighting the power of Meerkat, because this was done in a less than 3 hour pointing on the sky. So normally, if you point Meerkat at any part of the sky, you wouldn't expect to detect 49 galaxies in the gas just like that. But it's showing here that Meerkat is so powerful that we can just find tens of galaxies in a single shot, even when a scientist is aiming to do something else, like study a specific galaxy at the center of that observation.
This is really fascinating. Thank you so much for telling us about it, Marcin. And it's great that we can, you know, discuss this with Fine Music Radio listeners listening in and finding out about new science that's being created with Meerkat, which is, you know, relatively speaking, just up the road. So thank you very much, Martin.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you today.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.